5:30 precisely. I'm going to get started here. Mute out the call and start the recording. Wow, thank you very much everyone for joining us here this evening. And this is Carla McNeil with the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. And today is Tuesday, June the 2nd. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down that date, today's date, Tuesday, June the 2nd. My name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me directly at C-A-R-L-A at retirewithcarla, RetireWithCarla.com. And my direct number is 778-835-4032. Now, if you would like to send in some questions or some topic suggestions for the call, please do send me an email at that email address, carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I would be happy to address that for you. In fact, it would be my pleasure. So, as always, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here today. Time is our most valuable resource that we have. It's the one that we just cannot replace. And I'm looking for people who want to play in the team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported on that journey to becoming financially free. And let me dive right in. Make sure you got that piece of paper and a pen that writes, because today we're talking about decisions and what is your default. Because decisions plus actions equal results. Now, my strategic business coach, John DeLemme, he drills that into me over and over and over again. And each time I hear it, I am at a different level, so therefore I receive something different from it. So if this is the first time or the 20th time you've heard that phrase, decisions plus action equals results, you're probably hearing it from a very different perspective. Now, a couple of days ago, a new business acquaintance asked me a question that I had never been asked before, and he said, if you started from the beginning again, what would you have done differently knowing what you know now? And the answer is going to kind of surprise you, because it has nothing to do with the skill of building a business. It has to do with the skill of building me. And what I would do differently is I would do more personal development, more reading books, more listening to CDs, and doing all the exercises that the teachers in those books, CDs, and DVDs tell me to do. Because daily processes are what create your results. And you make decisions second by second by second. So today I chose not to eat that bag of potato chips. And actually it was a decision I had to make 4 times. However, I chose not to do it. A choice based on actions that I have taken in the past, things that I have read, things that I have learned through meeting Dr. Joe Esposito. So I start each and every day with expectations of miracles, with expectations of awesome things happening. And today has been one of those days. I had an awesome day today, because every time I start my day, it's with the expectation. Now, I didn't used to do that. I did not used to start my day with the expectation of miracles happening. It's like, no way, I'm not this kid. Through personal development, I have come to the realization that my results are my fault, just like your results are your fault. And you know what? I love you guys enough to push myself. I am in continuous learning on how to modify, how to change that default. The really scary statistic out there is that by 7 years old, you're programmed. Your brain has been programmed and your default has been set. And what has it normally been set with? No! Stop that! Don't do that! No! Don't do that! Get away from there! Don't do that! No! How many millions of times do you think that happens to a child between the up to the age of 7? It's about 17 million. Stop and think back about talking to children. When you're concerned about their safety, you're telling them, no, don't go near the hot stove. No, don't do this. Don't. When you're doing that, just like you were programmed, you're programming the children as well. But the programming comes from more than just the parents. It's the teachers. It's the other kids. It's every single person that you interact with. So just like a computer. Okay, I got my computer sitting here in front of me, and it's got its default settings. I know my husband Don had an issue with his computer, and he took it right back to default. Okay, something was wrong. Let's take it back to default. Let's start it over again. Our default is based on the programming we receive until we are at the age of 7. By then, it's pretty much set. And you know what? That default of, no, stop that, don't do that, no, creates a default for doubt instead of hope. What we need to do is to make a decision today to change that default. And the most profitable decisions you are ever going to make in your life are going to be the ones that are most challenging. And I don't mean profitable only in the terms of money. Because remember, I said what I would do differently had I known then what I know now is more personal development and more building me to become a better me. So the most profitable decision you are ever going to make is going to be the most challenging. Now, almost three years ago next month, I made a decision to hire John DeLemme as my strategic business coach. It was like a total gut reaction. It was one heck of a pile of money. And I got so caught up in the moment, and I called my accountant, but I never called my husband. And he was so mad at me for doing that, that he didn't talk to me for a while. Now, I don't blame him. It would have been in my best interest to give him a call. But that decision was very, very challenging. I felt sick to my stomach. I'm like, oh, I was second guessing myself. I was in that default of doubt. However, it was one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life because it has started me on this journey of personal development and becoming the better me. So now I want you to grab that piece of paper right now and the pen that writes, and I want you to write this down. I will never be where I want to be without making the decision to change. Let me repeat that for you. I will never be where I want to be without making the decision to change. Because your number one problem can be solved by making a decision. You make that decision, you change direction, and you change your default. So the enemy, the default, is fear. Your default setting equals Fear. Doubt. Remember, 17 million times. No, stop it. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Whatever you need to change, you are the only one who can make that decision for you. Just like I'm the only one who can make that decision to walk by that store with a bag of potato chips. I'm the only one who can make the decision to come home and do this teleclass. I love doing this teleclass. It's fun. You are the only one who can make the decisions for you. So in your business, you become a better you. You become a better business person. You become a better leader. You become a better team leader. So the first step on any journey is not the first step. The first step is actually the decision to take the step. That is huge. Because you are never going to start taking the steps until you actually decide. So how many people out there are still using DOS? I'm getting a resounding nothing. We've moved on to XP. We've moved on to Vista. So computers are changing their default. We need to change our default. You need to change your default from fear and doubt into one of hope and expecting miracles. One of the ways that you can do that to start programming your mind, your thoughts, your brain, is to watch motivational movies. Now, actually the best thing you could do is stop watching television and watch motivational movies instead when you really feel the pull to watch TV. Now, one of my favorites is called Akilah and the Bee. And it's about a spelling bee. And it's about a young girl and a spelling bee. It is an awesome motivational movie about changing your default and going from the expectation of doubt instead of hope. Another one is called Facing the Giants. Miracle. It's a story about the hockey team, the American hockey team that won against all odds. It is an awesome story. And the Rocky movies. You may not like boxing, and I kind of close my eyes and don't watch those parts. But the concept of changing your default, making that decision, that first step, because your default can take you out. It can totally take you out. Take a look at where you are right now. How often do you doubt yourself? How often do you fear? And just like we were programmed, with those 17 million times between the age of 0 and 7, you can change your default. And you can decide to recreate the daily process. And when you recreate the daily process, you actually change your life. So I want you to grab that piece of paper and that pen that writes again, and make sure you write this one down. I need to create my hope process. I need to create my hope process. I was just at a baseball tournament for my 12-year-old niece this weekend, and they have a new coach. Or new assistant coach. And I was so impressed. I'm sitting behind the back catcher, which happens to be my niece. And that coach is out there coaching from on the third baseline. And he's hollering words of encouragement. He's you know, telling them to go, telling them they're doing a good job. Run, run, run. That man is assisting those girls in creating a default of hope rather than doubt. And then, as I was walking by some of the parents on one of the opposing teams, I heard three parents discussing how their children were playing. And they were using negative words. Oh, they shouldn't do that. They don't need to do that. Oh, no, they did that terrible. They weren't paying attention. It was all negative, 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 negative. And I thought, I am so glad that my niece is on the team with the assistant coach who empowers her with hope instead of doubt, instead of fear. Imagine what that does to the psyche of those kids. Now, I personally would like to think that as well as the skill that these girls have, because they've been playing on this same team for a couple of years now, that they have a winning record. They haven't lost a game. And I truly believe that that man's influence is a part of that, a big part of that success. Because he's encouraging them to develop their skills a little more, to concentrate on this and encouraging them with the positive rather than beating them up with what they've done wrong. It was a wonderful thing to watch. And you could actually see the girls perk up out in the field. It really was a wonderful thing. Now, I made a decision to change people's lives because I truly believe that this is the type of message that needs to get out. And my sister and I were discussing this at the baseball game. And she, too, loves this new assistant coach. So, in the world today, with the economy where it is, there are going to be more millionaires made between now and 2013 than there ever have before. Because there are so many people involved in personal development that are becoming better me's, better team leaders, better business people. And the economy is just ripe for these people to flourish. And I believe that we are all meant to live an abundant life. I am constantly learning how to create that abundant life. I share that with my team and I share that with you on this teleclass because I believe that when you decide to join the McNeil Championship team, your life will change forever. I am constantly learning. I am constantly passing along the information because the message needs to get out. We need to take that computer brain of ours and change the default to one of hope instead of doubt. So the problems and the challenges that we have in our life are created by the decisions that we make. If I were to decide to go out for lunch with everybody today, instead of sitting down and making my notes more legible for the teleclass, then I would have a lousy teleclass tonight. It's my choice. So that any problems that may have cropped up with tonight's teleclass, I made the decision to sit down, focus, make sure I knew where I was going, got my bullet points here about what I want to say, and I created tonight's teleclass instead of going out for lunch with the girls. So I want you to, again, grab that piece of paper and pen that writes, and I want you to write down, what do I need to do today to recreate the results in my life? What do do I need to do today to create, pardon me, recreate the results in my life? Because we all have the capability to change that default and become a millionaire and live the millionaire lifestyle. Now, the millionaire lifestyle doesn't necessarily mean you're making $1 million a year. It means that you are able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. You answer to no one but yourself. Sometimes the toughest person to answer to. Two of the very best ways to recreate those results are your personal development and your associations. Because remember, when you go back to the programming that's done up to the age of 7, it comes from all the people around you. So who are the people who are around you right now? Dawn and I have made the decision. We are surrounded by the people in the Millionaire Lifestyle Club, pardon me, the Lifestyle Freedom Club. And we are surrounded by the people with Live Out Loud, Big Table number 51. Two awesome groups to be able to surround yourself with. People of like mind who want to make a difference, who are doing things on a daily basis to build their business, to become an even better me. And believe it or not, success and failure are actually the same. You're thinking, oh, Carla, that doesn't make sense. But success and failure are simply a decision. It's a decision about what you do every single day. I get up, I walk my dog, I come back from walking my dog, I write for 15 minutes every morning. It's a habit. It's an excellent habit for what I want to do. Recreating your default is making a decision, simply making a decision. And a decision takes just a second to make, but it takes a lifetime in some cases to develop or create. Because once you make that decision, and once you start down the road, it's like, oh my gosh, so many different things open up for you. When I think back to when I first met John DeLemme and really started accelerating down this path, because I've been into personal development for like 20 years, but never at the speed that I am now. And I still believe that I could do it better. I still believe I could do more. So a lifetime to develop and create, because each time that decision grows, it modifies, it morphs. Just like I cannot imagine that I would be saying that one day I'm going to have a book on the New York Times bestseller list. 3 years ago, I'd have laughed at you. I'd have thought you were nuts. Now, I'm going to have a book on the New York Times bestseller list. That is one of my hopes. I'm changing that default. So now I'd like to summarize, recap. Today we're talking about what is your default. The daily process is what creates your results. And write this one down. My results are my fault. My results are my fault. By the age of 7, our programming is done 17 million times with the negative. No, 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 no. 17 million times. You want to bet that default is programmed in there pretty darned good. Pretty darned good. So, brains have been programmed and set to default of doubt rather than hope. Expect miracles daily. Get up in the morning, say to yourself, I am expecting a miracle today. Look at yourself in the mirror, look yourself right in the eye and say, I am expecting a miracle today. I do. I expect a miracle every day. And sometimes the miracle is, hey, being able to merge in right away on the freeway. Miracles come everywhere in every shape, size, and form. The enemy, the default is fear. That doubt creates the fear rather than the hope. So the first step is not the first step. The first step is making that decision to change your default. And that decision is going to lead you down a journey that you will just love. Now, there'll be bumps in the road, just like I've had bumps in my road. But they're fun. They get to be the challenge. It's like, come on, bring them on. I can handle it. One of the things that you can do to reinforce for yourself is to stop watching TV. And when you feel that real big urge to watch television, watch a motivational movie. Facing the Giants, Aquila and the Bee, Miracle, the Rocky movies. These movies can change your life. I think I've probably watched Aquila and the Bee probably 30 or 40 times, as well as Facing the Giants. They pick me up. They make me believe again. I made a decision to change people's lives. That's what I'm all about. That's why I'm sharing this. That's why you're listening to this today, is because I created this to assist people on that journey to change the default to hope. And we're going to see so many millionaires made between now and 2013. And I believe you are one of them. Because you're listening to personal development, because you are making changes in your life, changing that default, you're going to be one of them. It's just a decision. And that decision takes a second to make and a lifetime to develop and create. I'm going to open up the line in one moment. So, anybody out there tonight have a comment or a question? Alrighty, well, it has been a terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'm very glad that you were here today, and I look forward to hearing you on the next call, and have a great evening.